1 Samuel chapter 20. And David fled from Naioth in Ramah, and came and said before Jonathan, What have I done? What is my sin? And what is my sin before your father, that he seeks my life? And he said to him, God forbid. You shall not die. Look. My father will do nothing either great or small, but that he will tell it to me first. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so. And David swore, and said, Your father certainly knows that I have found grace in your eyes, and he said, Do not let Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord Jehovah lives, and as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and death. Then Jonathan said to David, Whatever your soul desires, I will even do it for you. And David said to Jonathan, Look, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go, that I may hide myself in the field to the third day at evening. If your father at all misses me, then say. David earnestly asked leave of me that he might run to Bethlehem his city, because there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family. If he says, It is well. Your servant shall have peace. But if he is very angry, then be sure that evil is determined by him. Therefore you shall deal kindly with your servant. Because you have brought your servant into a covenant of the Lord Jehovah with you, nevertheless, if there is in me sin, then kill me yourself. Because why should you bring me to your father? And Jonathan said, Far be it from you. Because if I knew certainly that evil were determined by my father to come upon you, then would I not tell it to you? Then David said to Jonathan, Who shall tell me? Or what if your father answers you roughly? And Jonathan said to David, Come, and let us go out into the field. And they went out both of them into the field. And Jonathan said to David, O Lord Jehovah God of Israel, when I have sounded out my father about tomorrow any time, or the third day, and, indeed, if there is good towards David, and I do not send to you, and reveal it to you. The Lord Jehovah do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it pleases my father to do you evil, then I will tell it to you, and send you away, that you may go in peace. And the Lord Jehovah be with you, as he has been with my father. And you shall show me the kindness of the Lord Jehovah not only while I yet live, that I not die. But also you shall not cut off your kindness from my family forever. No, not when the Lord Jehovah has cut off the enemies of David everyone from the face of the earth. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, Let the Lord Jehovah even require it at the hand of David's enemies. And Jonathan caused David to swear again, because he loved him as he loved his own soul. Then Jonathan said to David, Tomorrow is the new moon. And you will be missed, because your seat will be empty. And when you have stayed 3 days, then you shall go down quickly, and come to the place where you hid yourself when the business was in hand, and shall remain by the stone easel departure. And I will shoot 3 arrows beside it, as though I shot at a mark. And, I will send a lad, saying, Go, find the arrows. If I expressly say to the lad, See, the arrows are on this side of you, take them, then come. Because there is peace to you, and no harm, as the Lord Jehovah lives. But if I say this to the young man, Look. The arrows are beyond you. Go your way. Because the Lord Jehovah has sent you away. And concerning the matter which you and I have spoken of, the Lord Jehovah is between you and me forever. So David hid himself in the field. And when the new moon had come, the king sat down to eat meat. And the king sat upon his seat, as at other times, even upon a seat by the wall, and Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty. Nevertheless Saul did not say anything that day, because he thought, Something has happened to him, that he is not clean, surely he is not clean. And it came to pass on the morning, which was the 2nd day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said to Jonathan his son, Why has the son of Jesse not come to eat meat, neither yesterday, nor today? And Jonathan answered Saul, David earnestly asked leave of me to go to Bethlehem. And he said, I ask you to let me go. Because our family has a sacrifice in the city. And my brother, he has commanded me to be there. And now, if I have found favor in your eyes, I ask you to let me get away, and see my brothers. Therefore he is not coming to the king's table. Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, and he said to him, You son of the perverse rebellious woman, do I not know that you have chosen the son of Jesse to your own confusion, and to the confusion of your mother's nakedness? Because as long as the son of Jesse lives upon the ground, you shall not be established, nor your kingdom. Therefore now send and fetch him to me, because he shall surely die. And Jonathan answered Saul his father, and said to him, Why shall he be killed? What has he done? And Saul cast a spear at him to strike him. By that Jonathan knew that his father had determined to kill David. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, and ate no meat the second day of the month. Because he was grieved for David, because his father had shamed him. And it came to pass in the morning, that Jonathan went out into the field at the time appointed with David, and a little lad with him. And he said to his lad, Run, find now the arrows which I shoot. And as the lad ran, he shot an arrow beyond him. And when the lad had come to the place of the arrow which Jonathan had shot, Jonathan cried after the lad, and said, Is not the arrow beyond you? And Jonathan cried after the lad, Make speed, go quickly, do not delay. And Jonathan's lad gathered up the arrows, and came to his master. But the lad did not know anything, only Jonathan and David knew the matter. And Jonathan gave his bow and arrows to his lad, and said to him, Go, carry them to the city. And as soon as the lad was gone, David arose out of a place towards the south, and fell on his face to the ground, and bowed himself three times. And they kissed one another, and wept with one another, until David exceeded. And Jonathan said to David, Go in peace, since we have sworn both of us in the name of the Lord Jehovah, saying, The Lord Jehovah is between me and you, and between my descendants and your descendants forever. And he arose and departed. And Jonathan returned to the city.